One of the Gedolei Achronim mentions that, I think it was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, not mistaken, the name slips my mind, mentions that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to explain, to the Mesubin at the Seder, the inyan of suffering, tzadik veraloi. It seems that unless there's some sense of making some tentative peace or some type of a scenario, some type of a theory even of understanding the difficulties and the challenges in life, that can be detrimental to the emunah process. The Seder is about Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Le'Elokim. It's the acceptance of Hashem as Elokim. And one of the things that definitely does interfere with that is the suffering in the world. And unless the Mesaper at the Seder can sort of, if it's a Tam Sheino De Elishol, or it's a Chochom, the Rosh, don't bother. He's not going to deal with this one. No, not don't bother, but it's going to be the hardest one for him to deal with this. This is I used to say the biggest excuse that people had to go off the derech was this issue of the suffering of the righteous. And then I started saying a couple of decades ago that maybe it's the behavior of the righteous. So we have to be very careful, that's also a big nisoyim for people. But anyway, but Lamaisa, there has to be some way of dealing with this issue. So I just wanted to point out that it's really a very complex issue. And it's like we have to focus on it and not focus on it. Yes, it has to be dealt with, but we have to be, it has to be dealt with, but it's a delicate issue and we have to be very careful. That first of all, and we couldn't get the Mari Mokum, but there's a Haggadah from the Tosis Rid, which I've mentioned many times, who on the Haggadah where it says Mitchila Oivdi Avodah Zarah Hoy Avodah Seinu Mitzrayim. So he asks the question. He says, "We thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. If He wouldn't have taken us, if He wouldn't have put us in, He wouldn't have to take us out. So, what's this great halil that we're saying?" So he says that mitchila oiv de'avei dezora hoy avei seinu. We stem from Terach. Terach was an oiv de'avei dezora. An oiv de'avei dezora, as descendants of oiv de'avei dezora, it's impossible for us to be zeiche to the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and to Maimon Har Sinai, and we couldn't have enough schus and din. So He put us in Mitzrayim, He made us go through great difficulty, the chas aleinu, and He had rachmonis on us, and mimela, then we were able to be zoiche to all the mitzvahs and to the whole status of the Am Skula and so forth. And so it seems that the suffering has a very positive role in the milus that we've achieved in Mitzrayim and after Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimon Har Sinai and as the Klal Yisrael, and it has some positive things. So on the one hand, that contrast, I think, is necessary to really appreciate what Hashem has given us. We say, hey, there was suffering, and because of that, we were zeiche. Okay, it has sort of a positive spin on the suffering. But we have to be very careful about the reference to suffering. Look at this medrash. It's a medrash rabbah and shmois rabbah. The second thing here, it says on the posuk vavuzeh, it says v'hoyelos ayov zochu man tia teres Hashem eficho ki biyod chazoko hitziocha Hashem Yisrael. It's on that posuk. Hitziocha Hashem Yisrael. It says moshul lemelech shenosa isha b'mdinas hayam. A melech married a woman in a faraway place. He giyo galim ad shenichnaso etzloi. They went through a lot of waves. A lot of things happened until finally she came to him to be his wife, to be his to be in his place. Omar lo, he said to her, Al tizochri kol hagalim she'ofru aleich. Don't remember all of these galim, all of these terrible things that you went through to come to this point. Elo, oisoy zichri, he puts in, oisoy yoyim shepolat mehem, the day that you were saved from them. Remember the day you were saved from them. Remember that day that you were saved from all the tzoras that happened in this process bringing you there. And make that a day of simcha every year. Kach Yisroel. Nigla aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligolam. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them that he's going to redeem them. That was Moshe Rabbeinu came, I guess, the first encounter where he told them. Ve'kamo galim koshim orfu aleim. Ve'osu lehem tshua. They went through a lot of difficulties, or maybe the Gilui that he's referring to is even from way back, from Avraham Avinu. But he says, they went through a lot. And he says, lekach hiram shiu smeichim ve'yizkru es yoyim tshua. So they should be smeichim on this day that they went out of Mitzrayim. It seems from here, that from the Moshul, very clear that all of the difficulties that we went through, we should not remember. He says, don't remember them, forget them. Now, on the one hand, difficulties put things in a very positive perspective. If I have a simcha, so okay, I have a simcha, I'm free. But if I remember all the tzoras that I have, and now I have the freedom, oh boy, am I free. Oh, do I appreciate it. Oh, is it a simcha. Oh, what a yontif I have, because I went through such tzoras to get here. You know what we did? Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. 210 years of Avodas Parech. The worst that one could imagine. And now, finally, I'm here at this point, and we sit down to the Seder, and we remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and all the wonderful Nisim, and here we are free. If I remember the difficulty, in fact, the Seder does allude to the difficulties, the karpas, the salt water, the many of the psukim that the Mechilta brings, but it seems that there's a balance, that we have to be very careful, that mitzad echod, referencing the difficulties, adds a certain appreciation to the simcha, because I came from this. It gives, by, you know, contrast is the easiest way to see something. When you see it by contrast, you appreciate it more. I contrast it. Look what we had. Look where we were, and look where we are. Wow, what a simcha! But mitzad sheni, there's the danger, and it seems it's an acute enough danger that Chazal say a moshul, don't think about it. Don't forget all the tzoras, because tzoras are so detrimental. Tzoras can be so powerful that they can literally, in the very process in which they enhance the simcha by making me appreciate it more, they can also detract from it and depress me and make me confused. And it doesn't say exactly why, but he says, forget all that stuff. Forget what you went through. I guess it could be detrimental on some level. So it's a very, very fine balance. The tzoras taka we have to explain because they exist. The tzoras are acute and people know about it. We have to deal with it. And certainly it enhances the appreciation. And when we start avodim hoyinu leparo b'mitzrayim, that we were avodim and we went through this, they did avodas porach, vayamoru eschayeim, and all these different things, that certainly has a context that makes us appreciate lefikoch anachnu chayovim lehoidos elhal leshabeach. But mitzad sheni, we have to be very careful. And I guess the lesson is that, of course, Chazal in the Mechilta and in the Misadri HaGoda, they knew exactly the balance. But we have to be careful in life that there is definitely a danger of the very power that the contrast in appreciation has for us in terms of appreciating the simcha. It also can have the negative effect unless we balance it properly. And I would dare say that the Tosfos Rid comes in with that concept, that if we recognize that all of these were imperative to bring about the simcha, that mitigates it also. In other words, when I say, oh, I had this tzoras and now I have simcha, so I appreciate the simcha more. On the other hand, I'm depressed about the tzoras. But when I realize that the tzoras were the only thing that enabled the simcha, that also mitigates the tzoras. And I think that concept has to be brought in every time we do have to focus on the tzoras. But there's another interesting concept which I think is related to this in a sort of tangential way. On the parsha of Kaddish Likol Bechor, so the Indian of Bechoros and Kiddush Bechoros, Bechor Odom, Bechor Behemo, so there's a special emphasis in this mitzvah of the Kiddushas Bechoros. So the Ralbag says, the Te'elis, he says, V'hu mashed itztavino b'inyin ha-Bechoros al oifen shenisvare b'parsha ha-Sheinis roitzaloyma shenitin Bechor ha-Behema ha-Tohero v'nifte petach ha-Moyer Bechor Odom, all the Pidyon Bechoros and so forth. V'ha-Te'elis b'el ha-Mitzvahs hu la-Hazkir ha-Pele ha-Hu ha-Otzum she-Osa Hashem yisala b'yoyim ha-Koysoy kol Bechor be'eretz Mitzvah. On the day that Hashem punished or hit, was whatever the word they transmote, every Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'odom Ha'behemo, Livnei Yisrael lo higia nezek klal, aval higia lehem mizeh hayetzio me'abdus l'cheirus. Not only did they not have any damage during this plague of Makas Bechoros, but they went Me'avdus L'Cheiros. So he says, that is the Te'eles, that we should remember the Pele HaGodol. But then at the end he fears Ois, and he says, in summary, at the end he says like this, V'hine, HaTe'eles, at the last three lines, HaTe'eles HaMagia MiZechira Zeh HaMoifes HaNiflo, he says, the Te'eles is to remember. But then he tells us, what's the Te'eles from the remembering? Hu lefarsem ki yesh Elohim shefet ba'oretz u'mashgiach bidveikim boy bozeh ha'oifen ha'otzum me'ha'ashkocha. He says, to be mefarsem, the to'elis of remembering what happened in Mitzrayim with freeing and saving all b'choyres and then being able to go out, is to be mefarsem that yesh Elohim, there is a Elohim shefet ba'oretz, he's shefet ba'oretz, and means he takes... when he's judging, he judges the guilty as judged, as charged, and the innocent or the worthy with their benefits. And he says, "Umashkiach bidveikim," and he has a special hashgocho in those that are dovuk in the dveikim b'Hashem, those that are close to him and connect with him. But zeh oifen ha'otzum me'hashgocho. In this very strong way, as expressing his hashgocha, the way he took care of b'chor and mavchim bein tipa l'b'chor l'tipa she'eino shel b'chor and every bayis and wherever it was and all that went on in makas b'choros. So I think it's very important. It seems that in order to appreciate the great hashgochas Hashem, that the Hashem takes care of us, it needs the element of elikim shefet ba'aretz. We don't, Hashem does chesed. He saves us. Okay, he saves us. I feel good. Wow, Hashem saves people. He does chesed. It's beautiful. But if we don't appreciate that the chesed is a product of a system of mishpat, Yesh Elohim, he says, the to'eles here is dual, twofold. It's not just that he's mashgiach bidveikim. Klal Yisrael is dveikim Hashem, and he protects us under the worst circumstances. No, there's a shefet ba'oretz. The protection comes as a result of a divine judgment. That seems to be the real appreciation of Hashem's hashkocha protis. And sometimes we don't, okay, he did nice, okay, good, Frank, I appreciate it, thank you very much. But if I appreciate the system, there's a system in the world. And when Hashem gives me something good, this is a result of a judgment process. Sometimes the judgment means I'm worthy. Sometimes even if I'm not worthy, he finds some other excuse to do it. There's midah sarachamim. Sometimes even at that, it's midah keneged midah. I had some outside schus. I had what I like to call some entitlement, which even though I wasn't worthy, makes no difference. But I have to appreciate it, the system of Hashgocha Protis, as a result of a system of judgment. That's when it takes on a much more meaningful, that's when it connects me more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's just the Chesed Shabo, then I get lost in the receiving rather than appreciate where it came from. But when I realize that there's a judge and there's Yesh Elokim Shofet Ba'aretz U'Mashgiach B'Dveikim, that takes on a whole new sense of appreciation of Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis. And I would say then, Mesama, then the Chesed is even magnified by the fact that this is the product of a process, and it's not just a simple act of Chesed, which I could almost take for granted.